coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, a land of ice and snow. It's the Radio Thrift Shop. We play the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s right through today. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. It's all about the joys of musical discovery. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening, and welcome to the Thrift Shop. I don't particularly have a theme plan for this show, so I'm just going to dig into the record crate of wonder. You wonder what some of this music is. All right, let's drop the needle.
Cities, rivers, trees, all desert. lilacs bloom and the leaves turn to green. She said she was leaving, but she'd come back and we'd be back together before the robin returned in the spring.
But what kind of bird is that? The one with the bright red breast. I know it just can't be a robin, 'cause my love is not back yet.
I wonder who could be playing tricks on me by planting lilacs and painting the leaves to green. Well, that comes with spring, and surely that can't be, because the one I love is not back with me.
But what kind of bird is that?
Tune originally recorded by Lobo. That's a cover by Eddie Lovett, released on Steady Records back in 1971. Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. Before that, we heard the Four Preps with What Kind of Bird Is That from 1964. And we've been asking that question a lot lately here up in the North Country. All kinds of wonderful wildlife. Before that, we heard great tune, the 300-watt music box, as interpreted by the Exotic Guitars. And we started off with a private press 7-inch vinyl single by Pierre Rochette and a tune called Solitude. Well, you're never alone on a Saturday evening here at WSCS. I'm with you from 10 p.m. until midnight. Been on the airwaves here for 26 years. And overall, I've been broadcasting on and off for a half century. I'm easy to get in touch with. Just email radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Any musical requests or any comments? Or just chat about the weather. Or birds.
This is Bird Note. The northern Perula is a tiny bird with a big personality. Weighing barely more than a nickel, these North American warblers spend their days in search of tasty insects high up in the forest canopy. The northern Perula has a bright yellow throat and white belly. Their upper parts are slate gray, except for an olive-green patch that sits between their wings like a backpack. Males also sport a handsome chestnut-colored breastband. To get a good look at this varicolored wonder, first try listening for their unmistakable vocal feats. Like this upward trill, ending with a punchy note, a bit like pulling a zipper. Or a repeating series of boisterous, buzzy phrases. During the breeding season, males belt out these songs to find a mate and defend territory in the forests of the eastern U.S. and Canada. Meanwhile, females build small nests by hollowing out clumps of moss and lichen that hang up to 100 feet above the ground. After raising their young, northern Perulas head south to Mexico and the Caribbean for the winter, where they'll give their voices a bit of a rest till it's time to sing again in spring. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. Today's show is sponsored by Gary and Liz Kennedy Ketchison, who are grateful to Bird Note for introducing us to wonderful stories about birds from around the world, like the beautiful northern Perula.
It's homegrown and homespun radio, and we're broadcasting like it's 1999. I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you.
Say I should take the blame for the crucifixion of word is written all along the page.
She will gladly
say to me, it's been all the story before I come of age.
Thank you. Ticket in my bags and bag. Count them started and I can't go back. Where I end up only God only knows. But I tell you, my darling, that I've got to go. We have left off on the shuttle up to the stars. I'll find a home out in the endless blue. And when I get there, my darling, I will call for you. A virgin world, a garden paradise, a dream of heaven for your very eyes. We have lived up on the shuttle up to the stars. Visit Venus, listen to our sweet tune. We'll check up tide and call on Saturn's moon. We'll build a castle on the red sands of Mars. Look on the heavens, find the best looking star. We have lived up on the shuttle up to the stars. Yeah, I got my ticket and my bags are back. Countdown started and I can't look back. Where I end up, only God only knows. But I tell you, my darling, that I got to go. We have lift up on the shuttle up to the stars.
Kind of a different set there. The amazing Burt Yance with Up to the Stars. Before that, from a forgotten 45, we heard Larry Henley and Starship Shimmer Eyes. And we started off with a tribute band called Close to the Yes and their cover of Close to the Edge. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and around the world at classicalwscs.org. Radio Thrift Shop is a homegrown, homespun show created and produced by yours truly here at Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire. And yes, I used to actually be in the studio there in New London. It was absolutely wonderful. I'm here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. So please tune in. You really never know what you're going to hear.
Exploring Science in the Sea. A couple of years ago, marine biologists bought some giant sea bugs from fishers in Vietnam. The creatures had been pulled from the mud at the bottom of the South China Sea. They were up to a foot long, weighed a couple of pounds, and had armor plating. The creature had never been cataloged before. It was a new species. Its face resembled the mask of Darth Vader, so the scientists named the sea bug after him. Bathynomus vaderi is one of thousands of marine species discovered in recent years. The list includes fish, corals, crabs, worms, jellies, and others. Unlike the giant sea bug, most have been gathered during scientific expeditions. In early 2024, for example, researchers announced the discovery of more than 100 new species off the west coast of South America. The scientists had sampled life along an underwater mountain chain at depths of up to 3 miles. Each mountain had its own ecosystem, including deep-sea coral reefs and sponge gardens. Another group found more than 5,000 new species across a wide span of the Pacific Ocean, between Hawaii and Mexico. It's a prime site for possible mining operations, which biologists say could destroy entire species. Some new species have been found in closets. In 2023, researchers classified some fish that had been captured and preserved 30 years earlier. An international group hopes to catalog tens of thousands of new species over the coming decade, no matter where they find them. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
How not to produce a radio show. Play music that no one's heard of. Don't be afraid of the sound of silence. Fix the snapped cassette tape in the middle of the song. Don't have a playlist ready for broadcast. Don't always announce all of the music. For more tips on how not to do a radio show, follow me at Radio Thrift Shop every Saturday night at 10 p.m. here on WSCS.
thirsty is the fear of death. We can't eat our way
out of it.
We can't eat our way out of it no more. The junction
You're listening to Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS, Classical WSCS. You can hear us at classicalwscs.org or 90.9 in the Kearsarge Sunapee regions. That was Stereolab from their new LP, Instant Holograms on Metal Film, Aerial Troubles. You definitely don't want aerial troubles when listening to the radio. Before that, McNeil and Niles with an untitled tune from their LP, Thrust. And we started off with Cy Zentz and The Swingin' Eye. Well, I'm going to swing on out of here for this hour. I hope you tune in every Saturday evening. It's literally having a thrift shop on the airwaves. You can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. I'd be glad to correspond with you. Hello, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to a one-minute zine review. Today I'm reviewing 8-Track Mind, number 105, Summer 2022. 30 years ago, Russ Forster and his friends embarked on a zine-making project to document their 8-track obsession. In the early 1990s, zines were flourishing before the juggernaut we know as the internet swept ink-stained junkies into the digital nowhere land. 8-Track Mind is still published on paper, and it's a joy to hold in your hands and a delight to read. One of my favorite articles from 8-Track Mind, number 105, involves the precarious transfer of audio from a Sunday school film strip to 8-track, and another delves into the unknown world of a budget 8-track label gone pirate. This is DJ Frederick from Imaginary Stations. Thanks for listening to a one-minute scene review.